Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I have no fear of death, which is a huge comfort because we're getting darn close. And I don't have a fear of death for my precious George or for myself, because I know that there is a great God.
That's former First Lady Barbara Bush speaking to C-SPAN in 2013. She died yesterday at the age of 92. Bush is being remembered as a devoted wife and First Lady to President George H.W. Bush and mother to President George W. Bush. The matriarch of the Bush political dynasty is also being remembered for her own campaigns on universal literacy and promotion of AIDS awareness and cancer research. Well, joining us now is Jonathan Bush. He's CEO of Athena Health, based in Watertown. He's with us today from California. He is Barbara Bush's nephew. Jonathan Bush, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey there, Meghna. Thanks for having me on.
I'm really sorry that it has to come on a day like today with the passing of Barbara Bush. But first of all, how are you remembering her?
Nice to come on the day of a great death. I mean, she's just had such a wonderful impact on me and my kids and my worldview. And some funny thing about death, you sort of give yourself some space to take stock of it. Yeah. So not such a bad day, really.
Okay. Well, so tell me more about that impact that she had on you and your kids.
Well, she was not a puller of punches. She was fiercely honest and very funny. So it was not as brutal a blow as it might be if she was less funny, but she was able to take any hot air that might be accumulating in someone out briskly and keep the kind of potential for narcissism and self-involvedness down, which in a family full of folks that get lots of attention, and some of it is reflected glory from others, is a very healthy diet.
Yeah.
And what I liked also, though, is that despite being, you know, direct and a bit of a disciplinarian, she sidled up to those on the fringes. She kind of was, I feel like there's a hashtag, I'm with them or I'm with her. She was like that, whether it was, a niece who ended up in a mental hospital and people were like, gee, you know, what should we say? She drove right out there, you know, and talked about it. And parent was sad about something. She said, I don't know if I can talk about this without crying. She said, well, cry and talk about it. Just ready to get in and be with those on the edge. You mentioned in your intro that the association with AIDS, we might not remember how stigmatizing AIDS was in America and in Republican America when she was so active there and then. But that's an example on the public side of our. There are others. You mentioned literacy, mm-hmm. Another kind of stigmatizing thing in the U.S. to talk about how you can't read in this kind of wealthy nation where that's kind of pre-assumed.
Yeah.
Normalizing that it's really there and that it's in large numbers and that it's okay to work on and talk about it as opposed to avoid.
Yeah. Jonathan, do you mind if I just jump in here? I'm thinking that... Barbara Bush, as I mentioned earlier, she's she was a beloved, like, sort of keystone member of your family. But as we did mention, the Bush family is this sort of political dynasty in America. Did she ever talk to you, or how much of that was, how much did she help behind the scenes, really sort of shape the direction the family goes, or keep folks in line? Like, what did she do there?
It's funny, we're on Radio Boston, and when we say political dynasty in Boston, Kennedy and all of the machinations of the Kennedy family and the arrangements and, floating candidates with similar names and, making the Klan win, there's absolutely none of that in my childhood whatsoever. There was a lot of loyalty to people, but it would be she was an angel investor in Athena Health. She put every round in. Why? Johnny, do you believe in it? Well, then let's do it. Nothing to do with politics. She was whatever her loved ones were into, she was into. So there was a little loyalty. There was a kind of a fierce loyalty, tribal loyalty. But there was no specifically political energy ever. And it's one of the great, I think, misunderstandings when we use that term, a dynasty.
Yeah. Well, how, I mean, but your family is also, look, well, that comes with any dynasty. There are ups and downs. I mean, I'm wondering how she coped with or how she viewed the challenges that your family faced, or the sort of the darker side of politics as your family waded through them.
Yeah, I think that she, the things that I love about her and that she that were relevant in politics were you fiercely looking at the world as it really is, insisting that you sort of acknowledge all the warts on all the noses. And then loving into them anyway, you know, and say, okay, now our creative act is to accept these warts as they are. You can't get around them. You wish they weren't there. And then work for a world with that in it. So, I mean, a great example of that. Debbie was thinking of running, and she said, oh, God, you know, not another Bush. But then he ran. And she says, okay, we're for Jeb, you know. And there she was, you know, walkering along in New Hampshire, knocking yeah. on doors. So I think that's her message for me was, you know, say what you think is right and then love people as best you can in a direction that's useful from where they actually are.
Right. Well, that's Jonathan Bush, nephew of Barbara Bush. Jonathan is CEO of Athena Health based in Watertown. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Well, thanks for talking about Bar. I think that's wonderful.
Well, we want to get the view of someone who worked in the Bush White House. Again, this is the White House of George H.W. Bush. John Sununu is former governor of the state of New Hampshire. He also served as White House chief of staff under President George H.W. Bush from 1989 to 1991. And he joins us now. Welcome, Mr. Sununu.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, first of all, I just wonder, how are you remembering Barbara Bush today?
Well, she was a great lady and a great friend, and it's obviously a great loss for the Bush family. It's a loss for our family and a loss for the country. If I had to identify one memory I have of her is that she always loved to have a good laugh.
Yeah. And are there any particular stories that you remember about the former First Lady from your time in the White House?
Well, you know, it's hard to remember specific stories, but I think the most important thing that I was always grateful for is that traditionally chiefs of staff and first ladies don't always get along, but I was lucky enough to have a very good relationship with her, and I think she sensed that I had the president's back. She obviously felt she had to have the president's back, so we were sort of partners in that effort, and it really kept us close. The one incident I might remember specifically is when the president had his famous broccoli incident, when he said he didn't want broccoli in the White House or on Air Force One. She and I and the president were standing on, I remember it, out in the White House lawn, and press was asking us questions. Because the broccoli industry had sent us a couple of truckloads of broccoli,
right.
And she told the press that she was going to make sure that the broccoli went to the homeless in the D.C. area, and I muttered under my breath, Mrs. Bush, you understand that that's probably why the homeless left home in the first place. And she never let me forget that and reminded me of that throughout the years.
Now, about your relationship with Barbara Bush, there is something of a legend in D.C. I mean, we were reminded of a speech that Tim Russert gave back in 1997 where he said he shared a story that as you were leaving the White House, you shared a heart-to-heart moment with Barbara Bush. And again, this is according to a Tim Russert speech, and he said that you had told her, why do people take an instant dislike to me? And Barbara Bush quipped, because, John, it saves time. Is there any truth to that whatsoever?
I'm not sure, but there probably is. But I don't ever recall saying that to her. But let me put it this way: her response is exactly what I would expect from her if I ever had said that kind of a thing.
Well, that's John Sununu, former governor of New Hampshire and former White House chief of staff under President George H.W. Bush. He served in that position from 1989 to 1991. John Sununu, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.